It's time for My Morning Mixtape on 95BFM.
Up in the studio, we have Ethan, who records under the project Dirty Pixels. He's got a new song, Bluebirds, which came out last week. You might have heard it, played it on my show. Love it, big track. I'm really excited for what's to come. How are you doing today, Ethan?
I'm doing very good, thank you, Hunter. Thanks for the compliment. Thanks for playing the track.
It's very good. I was gonna try fit it in today, but I couldn't swing it. So maybe I'll slip it in next week as well.
That's all good. There'll be enough of me today.
Yeah. I thought that would be the idea. And so you've picked out three tracks. Is there any overlying theme of these three? Or
yeah, well, I was trying to think of songs that I not only like to listen to, but may have seeped their way into my process or the way I write songs or the sound of the songs I've been making. They're all kind of favourites from slightly different approaches of the brain.
Yeah, because they're all from kind of different eras of time, right? Like this New Order one, is that older than this Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah one?
Yeah, definitely, I'd say. Yeah.
Big time jumps there.
Big jumps.
So it's cool that you're taking influences from different eras and things like that, which is
yeah,
nice. Which,
yeah.
Which one did you want to play first, by the way?
Chuck the New Order one on.
Okay. Why'd you pick out this one?
It's kind of I really like songs that are simple, two chords, driving along and then just layering up. I feel like I've copied that style a bit.
Well, it's not a bad copy, not a bad style to copy.
Not at all.
It's very fun, easy to get into.
Yeah.
And I think that's what comes across, especially in that new song.
Yeah.
Big fan.
Okay.
Just what you want me to do.
Big track.
Very big track. Very good. Very good track.
What's the second one that you've chosen to share?
This name is a total tongue twister. What is it? Upon a tidal wave of...
Upon this tidal wave of young blood.
It's one of those names that, like, I listen to the song a lot, and you just look at the title and you know that that's it, but you don't read it.
You don't read it because it's so long.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a few on that album, especially of that. Yeah. There's like The Skin of Your Yellow Country Teeth or something. I can't remember what it is.
You know, it's the one about the country teeth, but you don't actually really take it all in.
Yeah, but it's a great track. I love that album quite a lot.
Yeah.
It was one of the first albums that I listened to, so it's nice. Yeah. Is it a similar kind of thing for you? Is just like...
Yeah, kind of similar to the New Order tune, like a lot of New Order tunes. I just chose that one because it was the kind of the first one that comes to mind. And yeah, this one's the same. It's kind of a simple idea that slowly builds up and just, you know, dynamically changes rather than necessarily having to go to a different section every 30 seconds like a lot of songs. And, you know, there's always like a big kind of payoff. I like songs with a big payoff at the end, whether it be like dynamically or like some big emotional... confession or something like that.
Big build up and then massive breakdown at the end.
And then it all just finishes.
Clap your hands, say great at that.
Totally.
They like this album is a standout album, but they released an album maybe last year or the year before that was like kind of hit and miss on each track, but there was like three tracks that had really strong build up and payoff.
They have the formula for a good song.
Yeah, they've got it locked down, haven't they?
Yeah.
Awesome. We'll come back and talk about this last one.
Okay. We'll be right back.
finishing it off there. It's always a nice one.
Oh yeah.
The album does have some standouts. I feel like everybody kind of has a different favourite from the album, which is quite nice. What's this last one that you've chosen?
Last song is a personal favourite of mine called She's My Baby by Paul McCartney and Wings. And I don't know, this one kind of, when I was trying to think of songs that I've been influenced by or ideas that I've been influenced by, I couldn't get past this one, and that it's the most solo project-y thing I could ever imagine. And a guy who obviously came from a famous band situation with a lot of like opinions and stuff to doing Wings, and it's just like he's just indulging in every instrument, all the vocals, everything is just so like, yeah, so indulgent. And maybe if there were other people there, it wouldn't have come out like this.
Yeah, it is kind of quite different from all the other group project stuff that he's been involved in, which is nice.
Yeah, and yeah, all the lyrics, there's like a funny analogy, I guess you'd say, of he's like comparing his baby, so his loved one, whatever, to gravy. So he says, down to the last, you're like gravy down to the last drop, I keep mopping it up. So I suppose he's
standout lyric.
Suppose he's the bread or or whatever.
That's so, nice.
Yeah,
I like that. I like that you've chosen. It's quite a funny lyric to pick out. Do you do stuff like that in your writing sometimes?
Oh man, I could only dream of coming up with something that good, but I try.
That's always good. I like it. You've given me a lot to listen to.
Oh yeah.
She my baby, and she comes out at night. She taking me by surprise. She my baby, like gravy down to the last drop. I keep mopping her up, yeah. She my baby. Well, she's a baby in the morning time when the sleep is in her eyes and the world is waking up. She has arisen. Oh, believe me, I ain't lying. She's a woman. She's the lady of the evening tide when the stars are in the skies. That's the time she changes back into a kitten. Oh, believe me, I ain't lying. She my baby, she comes out at night. Taking me by surprise, yes, baby. Oh, like gravy down to the last drop. I keep mopping it up, yeah, she's my baby.
That gravy lyric was actually in it a few times, which I didn't notice on the first time I listened to it, but
he's insisting upon it.
So you've got a new track out, Bluebirds. Is it part of a project, or is it just more like a do this song and then work on something else?
I've got a whole bunch of songs I'm working on, and so it's most likely just going to be the first taste of that full thing. I just didn't want to leave too big a gap in releases, so I thought I'd chuck that one out. But yeah, hopefully next year there'll be an EP or hopefully an album.
Whatever you feel like when it gets there.
We'll see when it feels like it's time to stop. Hopefully there's 10 songs, but maybe there'll be 6.
Awesome. And you've got a show this Friday to celebrate the release of the single on Friday at Whammy Bar, joined by Water, right?
Water, and we've got some friends, Terry Devine and Cowboy Kenny, who will be DJing all night. And great. Yeah, doors at 9, $10 on the door.
Pretty simple.
Fun. Yeah,
should be easy. Good. I'm sure you're going to be playing the new song. You can catch it. I'll be playing it next week as well to make up for me not being able to play it this week.
Awesome.
Thanks very much for coming up. I'm looking forward to all the stuff that you've got in the works.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me.
That was My Morning Mixtape on 95 BFM.